Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me here.
It's the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. We're very honored to be with you and our beloved audience. It's also the night of ordainment, so we ask all of our audience to pray for us. The whole team here will be praying for you, and we hope that you'll be praying for us. And also, it's the night before the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the son-in-law, the successor of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who sacrificed anything and everything he had to preserve Islam for us and for God subhanahu wa ta'ala. His killer killed him in the most cowardly way while Amir al-Mu'mineen was in prayer, leading a prayer. In fact, he striked him from behind. Of course, who could kill Amir al-Mu'mineen while fighting him face to face? My condolences on me and on behalf of my team here to all of you and to you, Brother Habib, on these nights.
Thank you, and I would like to start off by saying by praying and cursing the killers of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and I would like to send my condolences to the Islamic Ummah, as the loss of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was a great loss, and as Gabriel stated from the skies and the heavens, that the pillars of the pillars of faith have been broken on this night.
Thank you very much. The man who slept in the Prophet's place to keep him alive. It so happens to be very coincidentally that verse 17 is about how low human beings can get. We're on verse 17 from chapter 80 of the Quran. Let's listen to these verses and we'll be back for the rest of the discussion.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قتل الإنسان ما أكفره.
Destroyed is man, how disbelieving is he.
من أي شيء خلقه.
From what substance did he create him?
من نطفة خلقه فقدره.
From a sperm drop he created him and destined for him.
ثم السبيل يسره.
Then he eased the way for him.
ثم أماته فأقبره.
Then he causes his death and provides a grave for him.
ثم إذا شاء أنشره.
Then when he wills, he will resurrect him.
كلا لما يقض ما
No, man has not yet accomplished what he commanded him.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verse 17 onwards from chapter 80 of the Quran. Verse 17 says, and it's addressing human beings, I guess, may man perish. How grateful is he? From what thing did he create him? From a drop he created him, then proportioned him, then he made the way easy for him. Then he caused him to die and buried him. Then when he willed, he resurrected him. It's all about how weak human beings are, although they think they're very strong.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. There are two interpretations to these verses that we're going to be talking about from 17 till 24. And the mainstream interpretation, or the one that is, you know, pretty much famous between the scholars of or interpreters of the Holy Quran, and that is pretty much sent out and given as a message and so on and so on, is that yes, قتل الإنسان, perish man. How ungrateful is this man that you should look at his creation? From what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create him from? He created him from drops of fluids that are considered dirty, that are considered something that people want to stay away from.
Close.
And that people want to clean. And that he proportioned him, and he created him in this specific manner, and then he helped him and guided him and eased it for him, and that he buried him, and that he will return and resurrect on the day of judgment, and that he has not yet completed and finished his purpose of life until the day of judgment. That is the first interpretation, the famous interpretation. There's another interpretation as well.
Can we keep that interpretation until after the break? Let's keep that interpretation for after the break. Don't worry, we'll be back to further the discussion. This is IRIB English Radio, Quran Quest. Don't go away. We're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are studying verses 17 onwards from the Quran. So you said there's a second interpretation to these verses.
Yes, the second interpretation in the verse in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. It is available in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. That verse 17, when we state perish man, it's not a correct translation. Why? Because the meaning is something else. The meaning is that it's not here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, saying perish man, where he is considering there's a wrath on human beings. Rather, here it's informing that there's this human that's going to be killed. And ma akfarahu, it's not ta'ajjub, where it's our surprise. How ungrateful is he? It's not like that. It is what made him unrespected.
Is this a particular man, or is it talking about human beings?
That's the thing. Al-insan, in the sayings, is Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Here, as is stated in the sayings or in this interpretation, the second interpretation that we're putting forward, it states that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating the oppression of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, where he stated the oppression of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam towards the companions. He stated that, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Ali ibn Abi Talib, you will be hit on the head, and that your blood from your forehead will fall onto your, or will cover your beard. Will you be patient? What did Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam state? Will I be on the right path? Which means something, that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam died on the right path. The Prophet said yes. Then he said, yes, I will be patient. Therefore, it removes this topic by itself is very important. The history of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, where people were saying that he was not the rightful caliph, not even as the fourth caliph, where Muawiyah was available. Other than Muawiyah, people were saying that he was not right. He was not with righteousness. He fought the wars wrongly, especially the war of Jamal, the camel. And here it proves that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam died, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet stating that you will die while you are righteous gives that note. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam passed away and was murdered while he was righteous. Same thing here, the verses of the Quran is stating that people are ungrateful towards Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. What made people disbelieve in Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam? من أي شيء خلقه. From what did he create him? He created him from the soil and the soil of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. Even more, the soils of the prophets were created from the soil of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. From this high valued soil, the creation, the clay, the high valued clay that we have so much sayings about, that the believers are who have been created from that clay as well. The Shia of Amir al-Mu'minin have been created from that clay. And then it continues, من نطفة خلقه, he was created from the bloodline. What bloodline? The bloodline of prophets.
Gonna have to stop you there for a break. We're gonna stop at that he created him from the bloodline of the prophets. We are a night away from the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. It's one of the worst nights for Shia and actually for the whole Muslim community. We're going to return to this discussion after the break. Don't go away. This was IRIBE English Radio and we were Quran Quest.
During the time of the Prophet, there lived a man of excellence. He was the lantern of guidance, who brought an end to ignorance. Ali, Ali,
we're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verses 17 onwards from chapter 80 of the Quran. And so you came to this point, Mr. Habib, that you said that the second interpretation is that it is describing Amir al-Mu'mineen's martyrdom. And it's saying that he came from a bloodline that was a bloodline of prophets and messengers.
Yes, فَقَدَّرَهُ. So he created him in this manner, he put him in this manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the way for persuading others to the path of guidance.
For and, Amir al-Mu'mineen.
Yeah, for Amir al-Mu'mineen. And that is by giving him the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the Prophet giving him the knowledge and, you know, altogether the courage that he had and the characteristics that he possessed. It was divinely given to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then continues, ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ فَأَقْبَرَهُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him live the life of the Prophet and that he died as a martyr, as a person that was, you know, killed and murdered for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as that, you know, this interpretation states and claims. ثُمَّ إِذَا شَاءَ أَنْشَرَ, and then when he wishes, he will return him. And that is when, not on the Day of Judgment, but rather, this interpretation states that he will return on the day of Raj'ah. To do what? كَلَّا لَمَّا يَقْضِي مَا أَمَرَ. No, indeed, he has not carried out what he was commanded to do. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was not able, because of the ummah, to finish off the mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to finish off. During the Raj'ah, after his killing, after he was buried in Najaf, in the of course, the concept of Raj'ah is highly accepted in the Shia school of thought. And therefore, he will return and do his goals during that time. So you see here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the importance of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. In reality, it's talking about the importance of wilaya. And when you see how people treated Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam during his time, how they blocked the path of guidance with their ignorance and not following the orders of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and even reaching to a point like what happened during these days where they would hit, where Ibn Muljim, la'anahullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse him, abadul abadeen, forever and forever. When he hit Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam on the head, not only did he hit Amir al-Mu'mineen as a person, as a human, he hit the wilaya. He hit the true caliph, the true successor. He hit the prophethood. He hit the Quran. He hit the religion of Islam altogether. And by it, he opened the doors for the killing of the rest of the imma alayhum as-salam.
Okay, thank you very much, Brother Habib, for sharing that interpretation of these verses with us. Thanks to all our audience for being with us. If you missed the program, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and all our previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio, Quran Quest. Don't forget to keep us in your prayers on the night of ordainment. And once again, condolences from me and on behalf of my team for the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Until next week, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.